Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of Heart First. My name is Ifoma.
And I am Jess. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Woo! So today I wanted to start off by just sharing some good news. You know, our episodes range. We are all the different colors, all the emotions, all this is all coming off the cuff from our hearts to yours. So I wanted to start with some good news today because everybody need some good news, right? Yes. Basically, I just learned, now it's not finished yet. However, the only reality that I'm resonating with is that is happening, is that a friend who I met on social media, who is in Gaza, who's been there since October 5th, he went back to have his passport renewed and essentially got stuck. He is getting on a list thanks to this amazing nonprofit. But I just literally found out that he's the last person that they are accepting to get out through Cairo. Apparently it cost between $5,000 and $10,000 to exit for an adult, and for children it's around $3,000, and it's obviously like very complicated and difficult, and who has that kind of money? And anyway, so we met, connected a bunch of times, spoke a few times. I mean, the whole thing feels surreal. I mean, how do you, I don't know. I was led to this person, beautiful soul. He asked me for help. I asked my angels, and there are many, so much spiritual support we have access to. And basically, learned, I received a voice message from this nonprofit. There's someone Whoa, my phone is making noises over there. Someone by the name of Rain Dove, who you can find on social media, doing amazing work to help humanity, and highly recommend following this person. And anyway, I heard from Rain Dove basically saying that he's on the list. He has $3,000. We need to either raise $1,000. It's all getting sorted out. I can feel it. I know it. And I just feel like so grateful that, I mean, it's not because of me. It's just, I'm a conduit and I like took action. So the reason why I really want to share that is that we are all like having different life experiences, different people around us, different perspectives, different, so many things different. But I think the point for me and what I hope to inspire in others is taking action in some way, in some small way, that's helping the world. This just kind of came to me. But you know what I mean? It's like whatever positive actions we can take on the daily, whether it's, you know, please and thank you to a stranger, helping someone across the street, all that, whatever ways we can share love, spread love, be love, keep our vibrations at a high level, like that is like new earth energy. That is the direction of compassion that we're moving into as a planet, despite all the atrocities. Okay. I'll stop talking now. I just wanted to share that because I feel like I feel so inspired and like motivated. I'm like, okay, who else, what else can I do? Like it's in a time where we feeling, many of us are feeling quite disempowered. What are ways that we can empower ourselves and realize that, you know, we have so much more power when we do the things, when we make the call, send the email, whatever it is on the daily, you know?
Oh my gosh, so much, yes. And I'm so, 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 so grateful and thankful to hear all this information and that your friend is like, I know you've told me a little bit about it and my brain's like, how does that, I always like to think we're being guided, and I think we are. I think some of us, we're all tuned in to a point, but then we're humans and like life is happening, right? But to hear like he happened to randomly go back home on October 5th and then like gets caught up in all of this, like what? Yeah. You mm-hmm. know, it's crazy. And I've just been praying and like I'm grateful to hear that he is going to be going towards safety. Like he's going to be getting out of harm's way and God, yep. like that is wild. But I think
go ahead. Sorry. I think we have a lag. Go ahead.
It's okay. No, I was just about to say, like, to riff off of what you said about, like, what more we can do. And I am, like, more and more each and every day, I am just, it starts with us, right? And it doesn't have to be anything big and grandiose all the time, but it starts with us, one, looking at our shadows, doing our healing, because that energy ripples out to the next person. It starts with confronting, just unlearning everything that we think we know and being consistent with that. You know what I mean? Like, that is the biggest key to, like, what we can do if you can't do anything bigger. Because the times we live in, the type of silencing that is happening is ridiculous. The type of, like, you know, fear tactics being brought up, and that people are legitimately can lose their livelihoods talking about humanity, like, it's wild to me. So I think, one, you never know what anybody else is going through, so give grace. Mm-hmm. Two, start with yourself. That is the foundation. Like, work on yourself, unlearn, continuously unlearn, ask questions, go through a grieving process if you're finding out things that are shock to your system, right? Ask for support and help and people who you think can help you, but continuously come back to the space of, I can help by unlearning, I can help by learning more, I can help by doing my healing, and, like, moving from that path. And then if you can donate, you know, if you can call people, if you can sign petitions, if you can use your vote, like, whatever else, I think that is also important, but it definitely starts with us first.
Absolutely. And yeah, it absolutely does. Because the more we can find our own inner peace, like, without avoiding, right, without pretending, while still tuning in and feeling all the things, right, because feeling is healing, going deep with things is healing, and then not getting stuck in the feelings, which I find probably the most challenging. But, like, you know, if you follow, yeah, right? I mean, if you follow, when I say the news, yes, social media, it's like the only people who are saying that, you know, social media isn't the news are people who are not awake. Because if you are following legit sources, and I know if only you and I have spoken about this, all the information is out there. And if you're just, you know, sitting, which if you're listening to this podcast, I highly doubt this is you, but, you know, people who are just sitting around consuming whatever is on the menu, you know, of whatever we're being fed, you know, are kind of not actively engaging. I feel like it's about actively engaging, but, you know, Ifoma, you and I are more activist souls, I think, you know, and not everyone, I'm learning more and more, which I already knew, but which for me at times has felt frustrating. everyone has a different path. Like, for some, and like you said, the most important thing is taking care of oneself. So a lot of us are affected by things unconsciously, myself included. You know, I don't know it all. I'm awake, but I'm continually waking up. The other day, like, I just, you know, I think I was just feeling all of these emotions in my physical body all over. And I just, like, oh, I feel so tired. I feel so sad. I feel so, ugh. And it's like, we can pick up on a lot. So how can I clear that energy? Like, clearing your energy,
yeah,
is so critical. Ifoma and I have spoken a lot about this personally, and we'd love to share with you. Maybe you already do this, but if you're, I think most people don't, myself included, like, I clear other people, and I was like, but sometimes when it comes to yourself, you know, like, oh, it's fine, I'm powerful, it's good, I'm in light, da, 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 and then you're like, no, it starts with you. Yeah, do you want to share? Because I know, I mean, we both have different ways, different words that we use. And by the way, whoever's listening, your words are going to be different because they need to resonate for your heart. So if we're mentioning a certain archangel or being, maybe it's new to you and it's interesting and you're like, maybe I could resonate with that. But if you're like, no, I don't, Archangel Michael is not my thing. Or what are you talking about? Like, listen to where you're led. You can like, just open yourself to, if this is new to you, I highly recommend writing it down. And you can type it.
And pen to paper. Like, physically.
Exactly.
I would, yes, you can, but I feel like physically pen writing to physical paper.
A million
the
percent.
The most bang for your buck. Like,
I totally.
It gets the energy out of your head.
Right. I say that because, I don't know. I mean, I'm of a certain generation that everybody wrote, right? So if you're listening to this and you're like whizzing, you know, you're like, and that's like your vibe, fine. But I also believe and feel the energy from source comes, well, for me and you, for sure, it comes into the writing and it scribble, doesn't matter. Just like, yeah.
Yeah, totally. And also, I do want to say, like, it does start with us, but I'm talking more so from a collective standpoint, because I think, especially in America, and I can say this just because I have been to different cultures, in America, things are very individualized, and it's just people are out for themselves and only themselves. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about doing the work to heal yourself, because in turn, that is for collective care. That is for community right. care. And we are all brothers and sister humans, just, you know, figuring it out and helping each other along. And we are a community of souls that are just here. So I'm talking about take care of your stuff, but doing so with a mindset of, this is not just for me. This is going to help heal our collective mm-hmm. society, energy, right. human beings as a whole.
Right. Right. Conscious people understand that, right? We are one. But for people who are true. Less aware, they might not get it yet. But yeah.
Exactly. So I'm always going to do my best to clarify, because we have no idea what ears or what eyes will fall upon this podcast. And I want to make it inclusive for everybody at whatever point of life they are at. So it'll be a lot of teachable moments, but also like, what the fuck am I doing? Cause I'm a human too. And I don't get it, you know? So,
no.
But yeah. clearing, yeah, yeah. go back to that. How? I don't think there's any one right or wrong way to do this. Again, it's very individualized and tailored to you, the person specifically, with what you resonate with. You can go and take a shower or a bath and just be like, source energy, thank you for clearing me, grounding me, protecting me, and, you know, keep it at that. You know, it could be maybe for you, you see yourself and your energy root down through your feet and root into the earth and root into the core of the earth. And that keeps you grounded and protected. It's so it can be literally a choose your own adventure.
For multiple. Me,
I feel like my.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's the
totally.
Lag.
Like,
all of it.
No, it's okay. There's a lag on our end, but you might not hear it when this is all published, because the software that we use tends, it just fixes things. So may that be mm-hmm. so.
Yes.
For me, I find my energy is way more sensitive, and rooting myself into the earth, like the tree roots, never worked for me. So for me, I tend to ground myself into not only the earth, but every other timeline, realms and dimensions, past, present, and future, and all possible realities. Like, I always will add that into my protection prayer, because I believe we are not the only beings in existence. I also believe there's multiple timelines and multiple dimensions and realities. It just doesn't feel like realistic for me to be like, oh, we're the only things alive spinning on this rock in this vast universe. Like, that just doesn't make sense to me. Like, so I tend to ground myself in my energy throughout all of time and space. And that's like the only thing that has continuously and consistently for like the last 7+ years now, that has kept me sane, if you will. But you can like envision white light coming off of you, like pouring down from source energy. You can use source, universe, God. Maybe you have ancestors that you resonate with. It could be past loved ones, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and I say ancestors of a higher love and light energy print, because not everybody that can come through energetically, they may not be healed still. They may still be the same human being that they were when they passed. I say angels, you know, again, it's a choose your own adventure, and like, you have to go with what resonates with you. But I think it's important to always ask for clearing, grounding, protection. Something else that I've learned along the way, I always ask for the cords of negativity and attachment, either coming from myself and anything outside of myself. I always ask for those to be cut. And then I always ask right after that to be sealed up from the inside out. And I use like rainbow sparkly light because that's my personality. But you can use gold light, green, like whatever. But just ask to be refilled back up from an energy above you, so those cords of negativity and attachment don't grow back. I ask for that daily, and I only started incorporating cords of like from myself too, because we can be negative sometimes. We can be not in our healed space when we communicate or putting energy out into the world. So that was really pivotal and monumental for me in shifting energy, because it's like, whoo, I feel good. I feel light. Like, I ask for lower vibrations, energies, and entities to be cut, if anything, because, you know, you absorb stuff. You're on your phone, you're scrolling, you're absorbing all that energy. We're like sponges. And if you don't wring it out, you don't dry it off, like, we're just going to carry that energy with us. So again, it is a choose your own adventure. If you guys want us to come up with like a script for you, let us know. But yeah, that's basically my baseline of clearing, grounding, protection.
Mm-hmm. I would say to keep it, if you're new to this, I would say keep it simple. If you don't know what IFOMA is talking about, and that's like overwhelming, which I think is probably, if you don't know what consciousness is, that is, I love it all. I'm just saying, like, if so, I think, yeah, we don't know who's going to hear this. But yeah, definitely personalize it. It can just be a few sentences. This is something different yet totally related to clearing, is like prayer in general. Like something that I do that I know helps me even when I forget to clear, which is very important. Especially I'm also working with a lot of soul stuff. So that, I think that probably increases your sensitivity or whatever. But, like if you start your day, by saying, I mean, whether you talk to God, universe, source, your angels, awareness of a higher power. And when I say higher power, you're part of it. There's no separation between you and it, but it is, it's, again, it's going to be whatever resonates for you, take or leave whatever I'm saying. But I like, when you begin your day, when you get out of bed, or even when you're still in bed, you know, I say, because I talk to God, but it can be universe, source, again, whatever, dear God, may this day be blessed. You know, I offer myself to be in service of divine love, divine light, the highest possible order, in the highest good of all beings. Amen, amen, amen. Super short, right? Just thinking of like quick ways, if this is new for people, just, it's different than clearing, but it's related. Another thing super helpful and quick, you know, while you're getting your breakfast ready or on your way to work, whatever, like, our angels and guides want us to ask for their help. They want to help us. That's what they're there for. I can like feel, right? We can feel the joy. Like when IFOMA and I connected, like I can feel the joy, you know, they're like, finally. No. So, like, but they can't really, they're not here to do things out of alignment with our will. So first of all, being open to this. And also, like, I even have clients, I have a recent client for the Akashic Record work I do. The other day, she's like, oh my God, I've had, I think this is maybe my fifth session with her, maybe fourth. And she's like, oh my God, she's like, oh, I finally believe. And I was like, wait, what? I had no idea, right? And I was like, wait, we had all these sessions and you didn't believe before. And she's like, no, just something changed, like where I just got a sign. So it's all like just being open, but just to say quickly, just to say that surprised me. And I was like, oh, wow. But super happy. Like, you can say, quick one, right? By the way, this one is from Maureen St. Germain. She has a wonderful book called Waking Up in 5D. I think it's in that book, or it could be in her Akashic Records book. I forget which. She says, dear angels and guides, please assist me today in any way possible and in every way possible, in the highest good of all. And it's like literally a sentence. You're basically just saying, angels, please help me out. Like, I want to like live my best life and help people. And like, it's just like that awareness, just like opening the door. And again, maybe y'all hearing this, you're like already doing this, but just so that, like you said, Ifeoma, this is accessible to everyone. We all have this. Yeah.
I love that little quick ditty from Maureen St. Germain. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Can you say it again? Isn't it just feels so good to hear it.
Yeah. Like, like if you forget, or like, I don't know, I do it like before, I don't know, like a work thing or whatever. Or just, yeah, it's like so quick. And it's like, it also, you as the person, it makes you, it's something I do every day. Again, it's not the clearing thing, it's separate, but like, it's like you start being more aware of all the little signs and maybe more interactive. I think our angels want to play with us. Like, we are conduits. As spirit wants to work with us, wants to be with the physical, and we as humans want this, you know, awareness of our connection with the spiritual. So it's like an interplay between source and human. And it can be kind of fun. Yeah,
absolutely. Like, cool. Little signs. I remember when I was first waking up to this path and this journey, I would see like feathers all over the place. Pennies. I would always see pennies like heads up everywhere. Yeah. Pennies and dimes. And then the numbers, like 11. I mean, I still see all the numbers and I love that so much. But like, it was to the point where if I wasn't open-minded, I think I would be thinking that I was going insane. You know what I mean? It's like, why are these numbers following me?
That's so funny. I love that. Yeah, coins, numbers, feathers is another one. I have a lot of like feather signs. Sometimes I'm outside, like in Barcelona, I'm like, oh my God, is that like a pigeon feather? Like, what is that? You know? But I know it's a sign. I know it's a sign. Like, I'm, and it's usually like if I'm, I don't know, stressed about something or something is just on my heart or mind, you know, it's like reassurance. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Aww. Mm-hmm. Did you say something?
I didn't. I was waiting for you because I was worried about the lag. I didn't want to interrupt you again.
I know, we're both sitting here like, okay, I can hear you.
Same.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say right now. I'm like, no, I think that's, yeah. I think actually, oh, you know another thing could be signs?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I just said, yeah, I wanted to hear what you had to say.
Oh, like animals, like sometimes you'll see, like, you know, if you're thinking about something or whatever, like animals can be signs. Like, I keep seeing squirrels. So now it makes me want to be like, what is the spiritual meaning of squirrels, and see what message it could have for me and see if it resonates or not. It's just fun to like play with the universe and figure out what they could be telling you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And like, if you have a loved one who's on the other side, well, I imagine if you're listening to this, you probably already have signs. But yeah, you can even like kind of, if you want something to be your sign, like say it's like an owl or like you'll, yeah, go with like, listen to that first thing that pops in your head without judgment. Cause sometimes we have signs all the time, and it's easy to like just disregard it or think, oh, I just made that up. But in fact, I don't know if this happened to you, Ifeoma, but like earlier on in my journey, like for sure I had so many signs. And like, sometimes I joke with my angels and I'm like, oh, for all those years, I must've been so frustrating. You guys were giving me all these signs and I was like disregarding it, or, you know what I mean? Not always, but you know what I mean? You can play it down. Or so, yeah, having fun with it. I think that's such a good, very important point, you know, like kids, that imagination, like you're having this idea or this thought, like, not to focus on every thought, but like things like this, it's like when you're just being open to that. Yeah.
Totally. But don't drive yourself nuts thinking that every single thing is a sign, because then you can go down a spiral. I have done that before.
I have totally done that. I feel like that's part of the path, you know? It's like overdoing it, you know? True. At least for both. Yeah. It's like, okay. And then you ask yourself, well, once you start like communicating maybe with your higher self, or you start like asking yourself, was that a sign? Or like, there are ways that you can connect with your higher self consciously if this is new for you. Actually, I'll mention Maureen St. Germain again, because she has a great course about connecting with your higher self. If you're led to that, it's like an audio course. It's a few hours. I think she has like a 45-day practice. And it's a bunch of like, you basically play around a little with spirit. I don't know if that appeals to anyone, but yeah, knowing the difference between what you're kind of making up or what wanting to see more, but finding that balance, I think it's part of being human, you know, it's interesting no matter what. It's all good.
Yeah, totally. And balance is so key. Like, that has been such a theme in my life, because I can get like very excited and go all in something at full speed, and then only to like have to backtrack and be like, okay, maybe that was too much. Maybe that was a little bit too intense. Now we have to find that balance. So yeah, balance is with everything. Gosh, yeah, I feel like that's a constant lesson for me, is just balance. And I'm not even a Libra.
I feel you. And also, yeah, I was like thinking of Aries with like diving all in. I got the Aries moon, but yeah, like we both relate to that. Yeah, going all in, and then, but there's beauty in that too, right? Because it's like when you're a passionate person, you know. Yeah, that's how you find your balance, by going a little too much. And then it's like push, pull, like, exactly. Where's my edge? Yeah, where is the ideal equilibrium for my joy and my productivity? When I say productivity, I mean soul expansion and embodiment, you know.
Totally. Yep.
Well, I feel like that's a good place to close this episode about kind of spirituality and good things and taking care of yourself and playing with spirit.
Yeah, I just have to say, and it feels very reminiscent of what we were talking about, but I feel like every time we get on this, like, Heart First, when I call it Play Podcast, we don't have, I think maybe only once or twice, we're like, oh yeah, let's talk about this. Like, we got excited about it. But for the most part, we just come on with not a clue in the world and just gab, like we just talk. And we did a little prayer before we started, and I really feel like spirit was so excited to let us like have this conversation, not let us, but you know what I mean? Like, have this conversation move through us. It's like, yes. Like, I just feel excited. Like, and I can like feel the energy of source, spirit, God, universe, angels, all of the above, like just being excited for whoever's listening, being excited for these types of conversations, because there's more and more people who are waking up. There's more and more consciousness that is happening on our planet, and it's just really beautiful. And I'm like excited to continue to play and partake in these conversations, because I think this is what is needed. You know, there's so much soul loss happening in our current reality and our collective, that in order to get through soul loss, you have to start, you know, taking these steps to heal yourself and the awareness and, you know, being more open, all these things. So I'm just excited to be here and like continue to facilitate these types of healing conversations.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. And yeah, to add to what you're saying, like there, a lot of people have a lot of soul loss as well. But that's maybe that's another episode. But you know, a lot of,
That's
as we
another
start, as people,
episode.
it's like, it is another episode. So to be continued, but it is an important subject, and something that, as people become more aware that, you know, it can help to know these things, and because you can, that soul loss can be restored. Anyway.
Absolutely.
All
Thank
right.
you
We
so
love
much for being
you.
here and listening. Thanks for hanging out. We love you so much. If you have any comments or questions, please email us at heartfirst.podcast@gmail.com. And you can find us on Instagram also. We love you guys so much.
Yep. Yes, and we have a new Facebook page as well, which I plan to share something on soon.
Oh,
So, all right. Actually, maybe we'll share this there. We'll see. But yeah, find us. We're easy to
Yeah,
find.
baby steps.
Love you. I don't want to interrupt you again. Okay. Bye, everybody. Well, catch you soon.